This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump has arrived in Vietnam Tuesday night for a second meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The summit is aimed at getting Kim to give up nuclear weapons in exchange for relief from sanctions, hobbling his economy and better relations with the U.S. and other nations. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Hours after Kim arrived in Vietnam on an armored train and drove to Hanoi, Air Force One touched down in the Vietnamese capital just before 9 p.m. local time. The two leaders will have a private dinner tomorrow before a round of talks aimed at building on their first meeting in Singapore, a summit long on pageantry but short on enforceable agreements. Former CIA Korea Station Chief Bruce Klinger is not expecting much more this time.
I think the stakes are very high, but the expectations are very low.
President Trump has appeared to ease demands for the North to provide a timeline for getting rid of its nuclear arsenal. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump will be accompanied by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney at Wednesday's dinner. Mexico's president on Tuesday said he remained committed to a policy of non-intervention on Venezuela a day after U.S. Vice President Mike Pence urged Mexico to recognize opposition leader Juan Guaido as Venezuela's rightful president. The Lima Group said Monday it has serious and credible threats against the life of Venezuelan opposition leader Guaido. Diplomats from 10 Lima Group countries said Monday they will hold disputed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro responsible if anything happens to Guaido and his family. We continue to follow this story on VOAnews.com. Go there for the latest. This is VOA News. Former Trump personal lawyer Michael Cohen begins a three-day run of appearances before Congress Tuesday. Wednesday's session will be public. Cohen has been sentenced to serve 3 years in prison after being convicted of lying to Congress in previous appearances, campaign finance violations tied to hush money payments, bank fraud, and tax evasion. The Taliban and Washington's peace envoy appear close to reaching an agreement on U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Taliban spokesman Sohail Shaheen says the deal under discussion will also include guarantees that Afghanistan will not be used again as a staging arena for anti-American attacks. Shaheen says if the parties do not reach a solution in this round of talks, then they will in the next round, but that is the Taliban's current target. He clarified the sides are for now sticking to the two-point agenda, U.S. withdrawal and the no-attacks guarantees. The U.S. envoy at the meeting has said this could be a significant moment in the peace process. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A UN pledging conference for Yemen is seeking record amounts of money to provide life-saving aid for some 19 million people struggling to survive nearly 4 years of civil war. The UN is hoping for a positive response to the $4.2 billion appeal it issued for Yemen in December. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The United Nations reports 80% of Yemen's population, or 24 million people, need humanitarian aid and protection. It warns famine is stalking nearly 10 million people, while millions of others are unable to feed themselves and their families. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, who convened the pledging conference, is appealing to international donors to respond generously to what he calls a crisis of devastating proportions. Though aid agencies are chronically underfunded, Guterres notes whatever money is received is put to good use. For example, he says aid agencies successfully stopped the spread of the 2017 cholera epidemic, the worst in history. He says the World Food Program feeds 8 million people a month. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. House of Representatives is expected to pass a measure Tuesday to revoke President Trump's declaration of a national emergency on the country's southern border with Mexico. We continue to follow this story on VOAnews.com. You can go there for the very latest, as well as more international headlines. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News. Voice of the